Good afternoon. Thank you for joining
Hi.
us. We just didn't see enough of you last week and wanted to see you again. So thanks for accommodating us before a commencement next week. We're here to request approval for faculty emeritus status, and we're going to turn the time over to Chris to present the rationale for that. Can everyone hear us? We good? Okay, everybody's on. And
Yep.
Richard, I'm assuming you can
Yes,
hear
I
us.
can hear you.
I can
Perfect.
hear you. Can
Wonderful.
you hear
Thank you.
me? Can you hear us?
We can.
Yes.
We got you.
So it's a tradition, not only at our university, but at all universities, to recognize excellent faculty work over an extended period of time for their contributions, not only to their students, to the department, but to the university. And this is, for me, a very easy case to make. Professor Bauer has been with the university for 33 years, which is a long time, and this well exceeds the expectation of what is required. The interesting thing, when you if you go back and look at her work, it's not only the excellent work she's done in the classroom, but she's been involved with the creation of new curriculum, especially as we transitioned from a community college to a university. She's been involved with shared governance, not only in terms of her work within what was the College of Science once upon a time as an associate dean, but also on the faculty side in terms of institutional service, with specifically around the post-tenure review, and there's another committee that she was on, exceptions, policy exceptions committee. And so I feel very, very comfortable with recommending that she be recognized. She's far above the minimum service. And so I think it's appropriate. Not every faculty member gets this privilege. It's not something that we hand the key to when they leave the university. There has to be evidence that they have contributed and advanced the university in very positive ways. Dean Plumlee, would you like to add anything?
That's thank you for sharing that. I would add just a couple things. She was a department chair. I think you may have mentioned that. I know she served for a long time at a as department chair, leading her faculty, and was well respected within the college. We had a vote of I believe there was 84% of the tenure track faculty that are eligible to vote, and she had a unanimous approval from that group of people. So you don't see unanimous votes very often in college academic environments like that. So it's a very strong statement in my mind.
And that was not just within the biology department, but across
That's
the entire college.
College-wide.
So it's one thing to gain endorsement and support within your own department. It's a much more difficult thing to do across departments.
So I've only seen three in my 6 years here.
Yeah.
Can you explain just briefly the merit status, what that represents for?
Yeah,
For them versus, because oftentimes when we're doing this, we're talking about early retirement, some of these other things. I just think it's nice to, that we appreciate her and what she's done
Right.
with this.
It's interesting. You mentioned three. It's not often that we have faculty who stay at our university for that long a period of time to qualify for it. This will be the third in 2 years. And we have two with us. If this is approved, this will be this year. The main purpose of it is twofold in my mind. Number one, recognition for exceptional service to the university for a long period of time, and to be recognized at a convocation. In this case, it'll be the College of Science, Engineering, Technology, and College of Business. So it'll be appropriate for this those two colleges to recognize her service. But it's also our expressed desire that in this case, Dr. Bauer, she would have continuing connection with the university. So she would be always invited to attend all the commencement exercises, to attend any of the events of the university, and to be recognized for what she has done as a university faculty member. That's not when I leave the university someday, which I have no plans of right now, that would not be a necessary privilege that would be extended to me. And so it's reserved for the faculty very appropriately, and she would be a good representative of what that means.
Awesome. Thank you. I think that just helps us appreciate kind of the nature of the request. Is there a motion to approve the request for faculty emeritus status for Dr. Karen Bauer as outlined by Interim Provost Wimon?
Motion to approve.
Okay. By Trustee Guzman. Seconded by Trustee Holmes. Wonderful. Thank you. All in favor say aye.
Sorry, can you hear me?
Yes. Is there a discussion on the motion?
Okay. No, just it's not discussion. I was just reading. So as you sent it out yesterday in the letter from, and not that it makes a big difference, but just if this is going in a permanent file, I think on Jennifer Chacho's recommendation, it refers to Karen as a him one time. So I don't know if she wants to edit that and
I'll look forward.
You know, just maybe, I don't know if it goes in a file or if it even matters, but.
It always matters. Thanks, Dan. That's wrestling.
Yeah, I'm sure we can fix that. Yeah.
That might just be her, but there's one little blip there that says, I think it referred to it as a, you know, I was like, wait a minute. You know, as I was reading it, I was like, this is Karen, right? So.
Yes. Anyway, yes.
No big
deal. I love that you like details, Dan.
No, I didn't catch that either. Yeah. I read it. I didn't catch that.
My wife liked that. I was just saying, I'm like, I'm not. I read how it's intended. I go fast. So yeah. Wonderful. Well, any other conversation on this? Any discussion on the motion?
No, I just wanted to say that those were really helpful. It just made this a slam dunk to read through those comments and letters of recommendation. So thank you for the extra work on that.
Wonderful. All in favor say aye.
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 Okay. Voting's unanimous. Wonderful. Voting's unanimous with all of us. Thank you. I think with that, we will conclude. Everyone, are all of you participating in the affairs next week with commencement? Okay.
As many as I can.
Look forward to having you.
We know Chelsea's going to be there.
Yeah.
Yes, Chelsea's definitely going to show up, right?
That's right.
Can't miss your own commencement.
Yeah, don't do that. Well, we're excited for you, Chelsea, and thank you all for joining us. Do I have
Dennis,
a motion
would
to...
You, what, excuse me, would you be able to just review? I know I've got it written down, but we have four sessions, morning and afternoon. Next week.
Yeah.
Right?
So Cindy sent that out.
Yeah.
Or Sydney. Okay. Sorry. Sydney. I'm just trying to pull it up as I talk.
But that's exactly right.
Sent another one yesterday.
Uh-huh. So it'll be May 6th, so Wednesday, 7:15 robing. Processional lineup is 8:15. You don't have to come right at 7:15. If you show up about 7:30, 7:45, you're usually great. And then 9 o'clock, the commencement will begin. And then humanities, social sciences will be at 12:15. And then we'll do the same schedule again on Thursday. So there's going to be a total of four, with health sciences on Thursday morning and then the College of Science Thursday afternoon.
Okay. Sounds great. Thank you.
And associate's degrees are going to be that first one. So if you know anybody that's doing like, concurrent enrollment, some of those come and celebrate them. So we'd love to have you, Trustee Holmes, as well with that.
Chelsea, which one's yours?
Yeah, I'll be there for that as well as the next morning.
Wonderful.
Mine is going to be the morning of the 7th. So that 7th at 9 a.m. is my commencement.
Well, that's definitely one of the ones that I have on here that I can go to.
I just want to know how many steps Pat has in right now.
What's that?
How many steps do you have, Pat? Did you get 10,000?
We've done 5 miles just now.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I love it. We'll make sure that's the minutes.
Andrew, just put those in the minutes.
And I'm counting those 5 miles towards my goal today, too. So
that's awesome.
Awesome. Thank you, everyone. We appreciate you. Do I have a motion to adjourn?
Motion to adjourn.
Okay, we'll say from Pat Jones, and then Sean will take you as a second. Thank you all. We appreciate you.
Thank you.
Thanks, everybody.
Thank you.
Have a great week.
Take care.
I'm going to live with